USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has revealed federal guidelines to reopen the United States. The three-phase plan would be led by state governors making decisions about their economies and based on hard, verifiable data.
We're opening up our country, and we have to do that. America wants to be open.
And Dr. Deborah Birx has said that it's almost time to open America, but not quite yet.
To all of you that are out there that would like to join together and just have that dinner party for 20, don't do it yet.
All of this news comes as Chinese authorities are now admitting the death toll in Wuhan, thought to be where the coronavirus outbreak first began, is more than 1,300 higher than previously announced, according to their state media, an over 50% increase. For all of your news and other coronavirus updates, keep it right here at USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Foreign licensed physicians living in the United States can now apply for a temporary emergency license to practice medicine in the state of New Jersey during the coronavirus pandemic. Governor Phil Murphy said this army can always use more reinforcements and said the program will begin accepting applications immediately. Physicians licensed under the program will be able to provide in-person medical care at facilities licensed by the state of New Jersey Health Department. Anyone setting foot on the streets of San Francisco outside their homes will now be required to wear a face covering, as is going on in a number of other cities around the country. The order by Mayor London Breed and Health Director Grant Colfax goes into effect immediately. Additionally, transportation workers and other employees who interact with the public must also cover their face while doing essential work, according to the new city mandate. Los Angeles, California's largest city, already had a similar policy in place. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Ford Motor Company is celebrating the 56th birthday of the famed pony car. USA's Chris Barnes, who, by the way, has his own Mustang, has details.
It's the best-selling sports coupe in the world for the fifth consecutive year, and it's America's best-selling sports car for the past 50 years.
Mustang sighted.
The latest sales figures from IHS Market finding over 102,000 Mustangs were sold around the world in 2019, even though it's been around for a half century here in the United States. Since global sales began in 2015, over 633,000 have been sold worldwide. Buyers have 12 different options when looking at the Mustang these days, including the Shelby GT350, the Mustang EcoBoost, and several other GT models. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Rolling Stones are now joining Lady Gaga, Paul McCartney, Stevie Wonder, and Billie Eilish for the upcoming TV special aimed at fighting the coronavirus pandemic. Global Citizen, the advocacy organization, announced that the Stones will be appearing on One World Together at Home, a two-hour televised event that will air at 8 o'clock Eastern Time simultaneously on ABC, NBC, CBS, iHeartMedia, and Bell Media Networks. Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy Kimmel will host the All-Star event. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.